from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. Brian Broaddus, a flusher or not?
And by the way, I mean, Divine Intervention is hitting this show on a Tolo Tuesday. The left urinal is totally filled with pee.
Gross.
To the very top and brim.
Oh, really?
As if the urinal was listening to Broaddus' favorite segment, Ask Reddit, at 7:40.
Man.
It's at the very top, just sitting there. So all of you disgusting human beings who don't flush every single time, you should be happy.
There's a problem in that bathroom. That far toilet by the wall is not flushing well. It's got a gurgle flush. It's not flushing very well, and I wonder if that's, you know, affecting all the subsequent toilets there.
Brian Broaddus, you're a big Ask Reddit fan. That's your favorite segment on the show.
It is.
This wasn't even an Ask Reddit question. It came from one of Peyton's answers.
Don't be animals. Flush the damn
Thank you.
Yeah. But at home brought us
absolutely every single time.
Yes.
Yes. I don't need to walk up on your urine or your poo. I don't need to walk up on that. You know, and I walk up in our bathroom upstairs is disgusting. It's time for our station to move. If the bathrooms can't be better up there, we need to pick up our whole station and move that thing.
And maybe we'll just do that. Yeah, you know, you never know.
The fact that we have to go into the ladies' room tells you all you need to know.
That's
about
not allowed.
That's just 2024, Brian.
Well, you know what? When emergencies call, emergencies call. You know?
What is your other floor in the building that you will use?
Oh, I don't use the restroom at all up there.
Oh,
it's disgusting. I know. I mean, no, you walk in there and I walked in there before and turned around and walked out just because you look at the floor around the urinal.
It's like
you dudes are all looking at your phone peeing on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, we
is
are.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
And then Choppy's doing, you know, no telling. He's talking. He's splashing around all over the place. You know, Woolchuck, he can't get it out. So he's peeing all over the place too. So, yeah, you know, we're a bunch of disgusting brothers is what we are.
Yeah,
we really are.
Well said.
All right. Hey, Brian, speaking of disgusting, I know you got a chance to watch Trey Lance's tape. You've gotten a chance to go back, look at the actual tape. We always have the initial reaction, what we've seen from the game, from the TV copy.
Right.
And then you get a chance to go back, watch the tape, see things a little bit more clearly. Trey Lance, better, worse, or about the same as what you had seen live on Sunday?
Gotten better at practices since you guys departed. In the game the other day, missed some opportunities where his accuracy wasn't very good. He made his receivers have to work several times to get the football. I think there were a couple of different times where they set him up to maybe make a throw that would have likely put points on the board. They had a wheel route that they ran with Princeton Fant that I felt like that McCarthy called it with knowing that with how the Rams were going to play it down in that section of the field. and he threw the ball back to his left where, you know, it was probably a harder throw. But there were some throws that he could have made in that game that could have ended up as scoring plays for this football team. He just missed them.
I know you felt like Mozzie Smith had been overly criticized when you got the chance to watch the first time. Getting into the tape, watching the tape a little bit, improvement, looking a little more solid. I know it looked like that
playing
third drive, he was winded.
Yeah, playing with his hands. It's unfortunate that the screenplay that he made, he plays off the block of Linder, the center, and does a really nice job of extending his hands, which is something that they coach him all the time. It's hands, Mozzie, not outside, inside, Mozzie, inside hands, Mozzie. And so his hands were much better. His extension was much better. He controls the center, and then he reads the screen, and he gets over and makes the play. And then the very next play, he does absolutely nothing. It's like he took a play off. It's like, oh, well, hey, I made a play, so now I get to take a play off. And what they need him to be is the player that played the screen. They need him to be the player that fires his hands inside and controls the blocker and plays square. And those are the things that I think that, you know, that Mozzie's capable of doing. We talk about him every day in a way of there are flashes of plays that he makes. And, you know, I've always been taught a flash player is not a great player. Mm. And so, you know, that's the problem. And they need more consistency from him. He's capable of making plays. He's capable of learning. But there's times where he does get winded. And it might be a little bit of his conditioning that is a problem. The shoulder, the rehab, all those things. Maybe he didn't get to work. But we've been through now 2 weeks of camp.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of guys that are in good condition right now and are playing a lot of snaps and practicing a long time. And not looking, you know, not taking plays off. And that's the unfortunate thing with Mozzie. Every time you see the two or three really good things, there's probably another one or two other things where you're going, man, if he could just find a way not to play this way, he'll be a much better player.
You kind of answered it, but I was going to ask, you know, how often does that, like, light stay on? Because I saw some of that in Oxnard where I'm like, did he just give up right there? Is he half-assed?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah, it really is. It's unfortunate because he made a really good play of controlling the center and getting over on the screen, and you're like, you know, you're saying that now that's what you need your one technique to do, to extend, play with power, throw that blocker aside, and then get over and make a play. And then the very next play, I could clip it for you guys and show it to you, where he acts like that, okay, made a tackle. Now I get to take a little break. No, I mean, hey, you're still fighting to, you know, to get off the field. And, you know, when he plays those four or five plays in a row, you know, he needs to be good on three or four of those plays. He just can't be one good play and then take three plays off. That's just not going to be good enough for this football team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Brian Broaddus joining us here on 105.3 The Fan, Duran Belo, The Belt. Assuming CD returns, so we put the wide receiver core, the unit as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Grade the unit with CD.
With CD, okay. What you look at, Cooks is shown that he is more than capable of playing football for you at a very high level. These practices, he runs all day, he catches everything. The big plays that they do make in practice, he seems to make. Tolbert is completely developing Tolbert is looking like he did at South Alabama when Bobby and I were really scouting him up. You know, I know the Cowboys thought very highly of him. I would say as a group, though, when you go, I think their last receiver, if I had to say their last guy, it's going to be between Cropper and Flournoy. And I think Cropper's practiced a little bit longer than Flournoy has, but Cropper finds a way to make plays too. I'm going to give the group a B for overall, and that's even with Lamb playing as a group. I think they've got some capable guys behind him. I think that Cooks is going to help you. I think Tolbert's going to help you. Now we'll see how the others kind of mix in. A lot of it has to do with maybe the grade raises if you have Turpin. What's Turpin going to do? Is he going to be kind of the gadget player? Are you going to use him, in the backfield? What are the things that you can do with him? But right now, I would say they're probably a solid B.
How late can this go with Lamb till you would be worried about him being able to perform and play against Cleveland? And how do you feel about it overall with him missing camp and how much of a factor it is, like Martin last year?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you think he's going to miss $1 million a week?
No.
Okay. So that probably answers your question right there, that he's not going to miss game checks. I don't believe he's going to miss game checks.
Yeah.
Okay. Now he does work with Dak in the Dak yard. There is a rapport between the two. You would worry about a potential injury as far as not practicing football.
Yeah.
That would be your concern right there. CeeDee Lamb does work extremely hard. Like I said, I don't worry about him. And matter of fact, I do believe that if he's a guy that gets a contract extension, that he'll actually live up to it. I think that he'll be one of these guys. He's gotten better every single year that he's played football in the National Football League. So I don't worry so much about, I mean, the quarterback's looking good. These other receivers are getting opportunities. I think that CD, once that he signs that contract, I think that they'll find he'll fit in right very easily, and I think they'll get back to where they were, after last season.
Sir Brian Broaddus joining us here during Below the Belt. Brian, you talked about how they consistently say hands with Mozzie, hey, hand usage, and that's something that, when you talk to coaches and scouts across the league, they'll say that's one area where a lot of times defensive linemen are deficient when they first come out, that mm-hmm. they don't know how to use their hands a lot of times. With that in mind, how impressed were you with what you saw on tape from Marshawn Neyland, and how it seems like he's pretty advanced in terms of how to use his hands and ready to play NFL snaps right away?
Yeah, and when you watch Neyland play, you're right. There's power in the way that he plays. There's way he uses his hands, the way that he extends. His pass rush stuff has got to get better. It has got to get better. And, and there's been – and for the most part, when he came out of, Western Michigan, that was the biggest question mark. There were times in that game the other day where he got caught up running down the middle of a blocker. And, when you talk about hand use leads to, okay, how do you disengage, and then how do you get up as a pass rusher? And I felt like there was a couple of different times where you did see the disengage. Ball was out quick. That's good. Got to bend that corner a little bit better. Got to play with a little bit better power on the edge. And there were a couple times, again, where we talk about getting tired, getting wore down. You rush down the middle. It's kind of a give-up rush. And, he needs to be a little bit more consistent with that. But the way he gets off the football, the way he plays with power, the way that he can slide down there and play in the run, and squeeze the hole, I think that those are all things that the Cowboys will be really, really excited about. They actually got, I'll tell you what, Golston playing at edge looked pretty good, and he's been playing a lot of defensive tackles. And I'll even mention Fehoko playing on the edge looked better than what he's played at defensive tackle. They've got to kind of figure out, though, the backup and the rotation on that on the edge. And how is that going to work? Are they going to go find somebody to play inside? That's what I think they went out and got this Huggins for, you know, and he didn't play very well. That felt like that they were going to use him as the three technique, and then that would allow them to use Fehoko and potentially Golston as an edge. But they're kind of trying to hunt that right now. And matter of fact, like I said, those two guys, Golston and Fehoko, look better playing edge than they had been playing defensive tackle.
You're the best, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Brian brought us every morning with a better segment than we previously had, and a full-time member of the G-Bag Nation, and co-host of the Love the Star podcast from Oxnard, California, on the D&M Leasing Hotline. RJ Choppy, with an addition of Diamond Cavs, are the Rangers already shopping for injured guys next year? Final hour, Tolo Tuesday edition. Coming up right here on Sean and RJ.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.